Hello, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get your free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial over at www.audibletrial.com/cinemarecall. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So sign up today and get your free audio download book. Again, that site is www.audibletrial.com/cinemarecall. Now, enjoy the show.
This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this another mini episode of the Cinema Recall podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, Laverne, and yes, Happy New Year, everybody. It is now 2018. 2017 has passed us behind, but we want to remember it by giving you, the listeners, some of my favorite movies of 2017. Now, I'm going to keep this list short because I want to give you the rest of my favorites when I talk with our special guest, Nan Wells. He does hosting of the podcast, Joy Sandwich, and we're going to be talking about our favorite moments from the feature, Kiss Kiss Bane Bane, as well as talking about our favorite movies of the year. But there are so many great movies that came out, and I just want to give you just a listing of some of my favorite moments. Now, these are just number 10 through number 6. And then with the next episode post, I'll be discussing 5 through 1, all right? Before we get into my list, I'm going to play small ads from some other great podcast shows, and then I'll be back, all right? So stay tuned.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, this is Jacob Haller. In my podcast, Tell Me About Your Song, I call up all kinds of songwriters, jazz, rock, folk, electronica, whatever, and all levels of experience from just starting out to established national acts, and I ask them to talk about a song they wrote for about 20 minutes. So if you're interested in hearing creative folks talk about what they do, then check it out at tellmeaboutyoursong.com. Thanks.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAMB Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
If you like intelligent and smart movie discussion,
Face is a zombie movie.
How did he write a book if he doesn't have an arm? Or want to hear the latest news on your favorite actor?
Talk some Julianne Moore, I guess.
Whales have more films than Zoe Saldana.
Then check out The Lambcast, where no question is too risque.
Rachel, do you have a mouth?
Check out The Lambcast, the official podcast of The Lamb, the large association of movie blogs, which can be found at largeassmovieblogs.blogspot.com. Si habla español.
Hola y bienvenido a la...
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cinema Recall Podcast. Now, as I mentioned before, there were many, many great movies that came out in 2017, and I only adjusted a list down to 10. And right now, I'm just going to be giving you my thoughts on numbers 10 through number 6. So without further ado, here we go. So coming into my number 10 spot is a documentary I saw over at the Twin Cities Film Festival, and it was called Supergirl. Now, when I first saw this movie on the roster of movies to pick from, I really thought they're going to be showing the 1984 movie Supergirl that had Faye Dunaway and Helen Slater that got panned from critics at the box office. But I figured, I had such a huge question on Helen Slater, I'll watch that, but that's either here or there or there. So yes, Supergirl was actually this really great documentary about this 11-year-old weightlifter. Her name is Naomi Cutton, and she is inspiring. Now, if you really thought Wonder Woman was a great role model and was very inspirational for young women and everyone else, I highly suggest checking out this movie. And you can definitely hear more about my thoughts on an earlier episode of Cinema Recall when I discussed that movie. So yeah, definitely check that out. Coming into number 9 spot is a movie called Raw. Now, Raw, this was a very unique take on the whole adolescence and becoming aware of your own sexuality. Director Julia, hopeless in the straight here, Duke Ronan, latest feature, she explores these issues and more with a young woman named Justine, who is played wonderfully by Durancy Moraler. I'm butchering these names, I apologize. Who starts to desire a craven for human flesh after she is enrolled in a school for veterinarians. Now, if what I described to you sounds too bizarre, it gets even weirder. But it's something fully unique and different, and I heavily enjoy movies that can do that for me. There are moments in this that are gory, but it's what I will term the phrase artful gore. So yes, Raw, I think it's streaming on Netflix right now, so you can definitely check that out. Coming in at the number 8 spot is Get Out. Jordan Peele's directorial debut is one of the best entries into the horror genre in a long while. Yes, I will say that it is a game changer. Very much how like George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead, John Carpenter's Halloween, Wes Craven's Scream, Get Out will hopefully spark a trend where horror movies deal with topical issues. Now, I'm not saying that horror movies are not doing that now, but Get Out was a movie that just seemed to fit perfectly with everything that went on in 2017. If you need some sort of proof of why this movie seems relevant, we had Nazis get airtime. And that's never happened before. Nazis getting airtime. So yeah, this movie is very important. Now, Get Out could have hammered down its message of a world where minorities are being brainwashed, but it doesn't. It just tells a really good and suspenseful story, and is the right movie at the right time. At number 7, we have Colossal. Now, this is a movie that many people did not see, or completely forgot about, which is a shame because it was a lot of fun, it was really good. The story has Anne Hathaway, who for some unexplained reason can control a giant kaiju monster in South Korea at a certain time in one specific spot. What starts off as a late and funny tale becomes dark and dramatic in the middle, and ends with what I feel is one of the most inspiring displays of heroism ever put on screen. I know a lot of people say that moment in Wonder Woman when she does tap the Fort Lance is inspiring, and that's good, but I had much more of an emotional impact at the ending of this movie. Coming in at number 6 is an animated feature called Your Name. Now, this movie first came out in 2016, but since I didn't see it in theaters until 2017, it counts for this list. Filmmaker Makoto Shinkai, I hope I said that right, created this wonderful fable about two strangers in two completely different areas who switch each other's bodies. Throughout their body-swapping adventures, the girl and boy will become more connected with each other than before, and that's all I'm really going to say about the movie without giving away too much of anything, but I promise, the ending is one of the most heartfelt endings I have ever seen all year. I'm really hoping this movie does get picked up for an Academy Award nomination, but since it came out in 2016, and it was nominated then, it will be nominated now, which is a shame because this is definitely one of the most beautiful animated movies ever made, and I do highly suggest people check it out, regardless if it's dubbed or subtitled, definitely check that out. But yes, folks, that's going to end it right now. That is my top 10 of the year, number 10 through number 6, and I will be giving you my thoughts on number 5 through 1 when we have our guest come on for our show to talk about Kiss Kiss Bane Bane. Look for that episode. That should be coming out to you next week. But here, let me know what you think about this list so far. Any agreements or disagreements? Yes, I highly look forward to recording the next episode with Nan Wills from the Joy Sandwich Podcast. As always, you can check out all of our past episodes by going to the site thatmomentin.com. We are on Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, Player FM, whole slew of different ways to listen to podcasts. You can also follow us. We are on Twitter @cinema_recall. We are on Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. And that's going to wrap up everything right now. Anyways, I am The Vern. You can follow me if you want to on Twitter. I am @VideoVanguard. Again, that's video spelled right. Vanguard, VanGaurd. Anyways, Happy New Year, everybody, and I will talk to you soon. All right, goodbye. Throughout their body swap.